Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. I've been itching to review this one for a while, although I've been busy. How busy, you ask? It's still in the package right now. I actually have to record the introduction, open it, play with it, and come back to you. It's the Entertainment Earth... No, it's not. It's the NECA Iggy Pop action figure. It's pretty cool. I've enjoyed his music for many years. If you're at all curious to hear it, if you haven't heard a lot of it, just Google the phrase Brazil 2009 and download the zip file you see. Not that I advocate such things, but go ahead and do it. It's great. Anyway, let me go open this action figure, and I will be right back. Okay, I busted him open, and it's a pretty good figure. The sculpt is great, the paint's pretty good, the face is pretty great sculpt. I would say that the eyes need a little bit of work, but other than that, they captured the detail. If you know anybody Iggy Pop, you know the guy's like a million, and he's got a body of a much younger person. He's very much in shape for somebody who is basically past the age of retirement in the United States. You can see his muscles and his veins bulging. I mean, I don't know the last time I've seen a human figure with bulging veins based on an actual human being, so that's pretty incredible. Skin's pretty tight. You can see a wrinkle in a couple of places. Like his song, tight pants. His hair is flailing, and his arms are basically in place. They're separate pieces, but they're glued into position. He has 2 points of articulation, one at the neck, one at the waist, and he's holding a microphone, which you can take out of his right hand if you don't like it. He also includes a display stand, which I was like, okay, great, that way he can stand up. Well, I put him on the display stand, and he immediately fell over. So what I'm doing is I'm going to try something I've done with other action figures, boil some water, dip him in, and see if it helps soften the plastic into the correct position in which it was molded or not. So I'm going to go do that. But right now, I'd say it's a great-looking figure. My initial impression was, if you're just going to display it, packaging might be the way to go, but let's see if we can make him stand up on his own. Apparently, boiling water can explode in your microwave. I've never seen that before. Anyway, I tried the boiling water thing, which, if you don't know, and I don't necessarily recommend this to all of you, if you have an action figure with stress marks or the plastic was misshapen because of a rubber band in the packaging, Star Wars and G.I. Joe weapons and hands are a fine example. Sometimes the little rubber bands distort the plastic. You can dip them in boiling water, and generally speaking, they'll just magically pop right back into shape because of the plastic memory. And this also helps loosen up some stiff joints. In the case of Iggy Pop, it helped me discover 2 joints. There were actually, a couple seconds ago, I said 2 points of articulation. Wrong! There are 4. The ankles actually have articulation, and it's so well hidden you won't even see it. So be very careful, as you don't want to break it, but after the plastic was softening up by the boiling water, which, you know, it's fun to say, I was able to position his feet so he can, in fact, stand on his own. It took some fidgeting because they kind of rotate and pivot, so it's not something you can immediately do because I didn't think it could move before, but that actually helped, and he is currently standing in my kitchen and has been remaining standing for a couple of minutes. So with that in mind, I would say the design is deceptively great. It's weird because when you have certain action figures from certain companies, you're used to things like legs. And I know it's going to sound meaner than I mean, but you know how it is. NECA makes some of the best looking stuff in the business, but they're not toys. They're not designed to be, you know, held by kids and put into a Batmobile and action features to fight robots. They're meant to look good and stand there and be a great item on your desk. You're never going to play with this figure. And, you know, as such, it's not immediately obvious that you'll have areas where you can move him. So be very careful with this one, but you can in fact move his ankles, and you will need to. And with that in mind, the display stand works pretty well. Otherwise, gravity is going to knock him down like you wouldn't believe. But I would say it's a very good figure. If you can get it, you probably would want to, and you can order it from entertainmentearth.com today, assuming today is around July 1st, 2011, and not 30 years in the future, presumably long after James Ostenberg is no longer with us. So, yes, I like it. It's cool. It is the only, as far as I know, 3D representation of Iggy Pop you can have aside from the real thing. So if you want one, why not get this one? It's pretty good. Again, sculpt's pretty good. Do take a look at the face. He's making an Iggy face, so maybe you'll like that, maybe you won't. He's definitely in the midst of some singing and stuff. The microphone's a nice addition, and I've got superhero action figures that aren't this ripped. I mean, they really went to town on this guy, and it's not that far off, so good for him. I hope to be in that good of shape when I'm 65. I got a goofy knee thing a couple weeks ago riding my bicycle, and I feel like an old man. Like, oh, it hurts when I get up, when I bend my knee. And here's this guy going around on stage and, like, screaming at people. Here, I'll put an excerpt on there.
God fucking bless you with this. God fucking damn it. I want to die. I'm so fucking happy. I'm so fucked up.
I can't argue with that kind of enthusiasm. That sounds like a pretty good day. That's from that Brazil 2009 show. I'm a fan. Anyway, yeah, Iggy and the Stooges, great. Iggy Pop, also very, very good. If you are a fan, and you know, I don't usually go around here about my musical tastes too much, just a bit of news here and there. But if you have the means, I highly recommend checking out Iggy and the Stooges' Funhouse or Raw Power albums. Or if you've really got a pair, Metallic Double Knockout, Metallic 2XKO is an incredible thing. It's like his show. And then another show, which was his last show with the Stooges. Kill City is also very, very good. And a lot of his solo stuff's great. But I'd start off with the 70s stuff, most likely. Because he was pretty messed up in the 70s. And that made for some great rock and roll. So do check that out if you have the means. Anyway, like the figure. Glad he stands up. He's still standing up in the kitchen. I had to beep all that stuff. Not because it's a podcast and I'm, you know, a goody little two-shoes, but basically because, you know, children are listening. And if I could put Iggy Pop's audience baiting on here, I would probably get fired. Because it's really fun to hear people, you know, angry at him, throwing light bulbs, and you can hear it on the guitar pickups and the microphones, that there are people throwing, like, glass and drinks and light bulbs at the guy. So that's... that's a good concert. I'm very proud to be an American this weekend, but I live in a country where people can pay money to see someone insult them, and then you can throw light bulbs at him. That's fantastic. Anyway, happy 4th of July, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Entertainment Earth podcast. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth, won't you? And buy the Iggy Pop figure. It's good. It's good.
Dog!